This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's touching, it's funny, it's sad to get on the internet and look up suggestions for traits you should look for in a future mate. Some of them make you laugh. Some of the lists, you know, that people give, they do it kind of tongue-in-cheek and facetiously. But others are very serious. And there was one woman by the name of Kristen Dalton Wolf who wrote 12 non-negotiables. You're looking for a husband. You're looking for a wife. These are the 12 non-negotiable things you've got to look for, the qualities. And I'm just going to go through them quickly. I think it speaks to people today. Number one, make sure the person you are looking at is a practicing believer, not a believer, but a practicing believer. There's a difference between somebody who says, yeah, I believe. Yeah, sure. Good with that. I was raised in the church. You know, my great-grandfather was a preacher, so I'm into that. You got to be a practicing believer. And you look for somebody who's a practicing believer, which means what? They live it. It's part of their life. It's part of their culture. It's a part of who they are. Number two, make sure that God is the center of his or her life. Number three, make sure he or she has integrity and does not put himself in tempting situations. Some of you know men who put themselves in tempting situations and they say, can't believe it happened. Doggone it, just had no idea. Or a woman who says, I put myself in tempting situations, but I can't believe that things went south. And that's what happens. Number four, make sure you find somebody who's open to getting counsel. Beware the man or woman says, I don't need to talk to anybody. I've got it all together. Number five, make sure that he or she is slow to anger. There's peace in knowing that your future spouse holds an even temperament even when they are provoked. That's interesting. Number six, make sure he or she holds strong convictions about the sacredness of fidelity. They understand faithfulness, they understand fidelity, and they hold it sacred. Number seven, make sure he or she is honorable of your heart and emotional well-being. I don't know how many times I've talked to people over 30 years in the ministry of people who say, if I didn't know it any better, I would think that she wants to destroy me emotionally. If I didn't know any better, I would swear he's trying to destroy me emotionally. Everything he says, everything she says, tears me down emotionally. So make sure you find somebody who's honorable of your heart and emotional well-being. Number eight, make sure you find somebody who lives a life of integrity, personal and ethical integrity. I thought this was interesting. Make sure they've got a work ethic, a solid work ethic. That's biblical, book of Proverbs. Number 10, make sure they pursue and love you passionately. Make sure they pursue you and love you passionately. Number 11, make sure he or she romances you. Number 12, make sure they're humble and can admit when they are wrong. Don't raise your hands, but everybody knows a man or woman who never admits they're wrong about anything. You're wrong, but not me. He's wrong, but not me. She's wrong, but not me. We know the drill when it comes to that. And you say, why are you sharing that list of 12 non-negotiables when you're looking for a future spouse? Because today, I've never done this before in a sermon. I've got 19 points. 19 things that the Apostle Paul told Timothy have nothing to do with people and have nothing to do with these 19 traits of an ungodly man or an ungodly woman. It's going to blow your mind today. It really will. It's in the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. It's only 5 verses long, but it has 19 points. We'll get through them quickly.
Well, that'll have to do for today on Cross Hope. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of this message, beginning with the text from 2 Timothy 3. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any message you've heard on Cross Hope. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.